For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. The New York Times says the top lawyer at the White House apparently had quite a bit to say to Robert Mueller's team as it looks into Russian interference in the 2016 presidential election. Don McGahn's the top lawyer for the White House, the legal point man for everything from judicial nominations to the Russia investigation. The New York Times reports McGahn's role in that has been complicated, not only helping plot the president's legal strategy, but also as a witness for special counsel Robert Mueller and a cooperative one at that. Leads that Mueller's investigation might not have had otherwise. Reacting from his New Jersey golf resort, the president tweeted he allowed McGahn and others to fully cooperate with the special counsel, including, as he frequently does, no collusion, no obstruction, witch hunt. You're listening to USA Radio News.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allen Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
It was billed as a mass of forgiveness in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. This happened on the heels of this week's grand jury report, alleging hundreds of Catholic priests had abused more than 1,000 Pennsylvania children over many decades. Harrisburg Diocese Bishop Ronald Gaynor.
Our service of repentance begins our year-long effort to make reparation for sins committed and calling out for God's mercy and healing.
An attorney is saying his client was a victim of a hate crime. USA's Rick Vincent reports.
A Los Angeles fitness studio owner apologized in tears, claiming she's not a racist after a video went viral showing her throwing hot coffee on a Latino worker at her upscale condo building. The construction worker tells KTLA-TV he and a co-worker started filming her after she called them wetbacks and criminals. Attorney Sean Mateen.
In my estimation, this is a hate crime. This is a serious felonious assault.
For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. I'm a father of four, and I worry every day about this dangerous world. There are so many things that could go wrong. Economic collapse, stock market crash, terrorist attack, war with North Korea. There's a lot to worry about when it comes to protecting your income, assets, and your family's future. Thankfully, my good friends at Tangible Investments are your safe haven from the storm. Call now, and Tangible Investments will send you, absolutely free, a 1-ounce American Silver Eagle, along with your guide for investing in precious metals. To receive your free American Silver Eagle, call toll-free 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000.
President Trump looks to revoke more security clearances after former CIA Director John Brennan loses his. USA's Robin Walensky reports.
They should be looking at Bruce Orr and his wife Nellie for dealing with, by the way, indirectly Russians. They should be looking at Steele.
President Trump reportedly looking to revoke security clearances of Obama-era employees at the Justice Department. The president speaking about this topic with reporters on the White House lawn after taking John Brennan's clearance away.
Mr. President, what do you say to those who say you're trying to silence your critics by taking away the clearances?
If anything, I'm giving him a bigger voice. Many people don't even know who he is, and now he has a bigger voice.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.
A man who was driving his pregnant wife to the hospital for the delivery of their baby was detained as they stopped for gas in San Bernardino, California, and then was taken into custody by immigration agents. Joel Arona Lara was arrested and remains in custody pending removal proceedings. ICE agents tapped on the window of the couple's vehicle when they pulled into the gas station and told them to get out. The wife, Maria, had ID, but the husband did not, so he was taken away by ICE agents, leaving her to drive herself to the hospital and have the baby alone. Arona Lara's lawyer said he had no criminal record and no arrest record.